Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ben has a pec injury of some kind on his left pec that could affect him in, from a preparation standpoint. Don't have an idea how much as I sit here right now, but we better be ready to be adjustable and deal with that.
Did you feel like Ben Roethlisberger took too many hits in that game? And
yeah, he did. He took too many hits. We can run the ball better. We can get the ball out of his hand quicker. We can stay on schedule and not get behind the sticks and get in situations where the line to gain is so far that it enhances the rush.
And welcome, Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It is a Roundtable Tuesday with former Steeler Arthur Motes, presented by Parks Casino. Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. A left pec injury for Big Ben. So Arthur is the perfect guy to have in studio because he turned out the lights on Brett Favre. And I think there's some similarities here. How old was Brett Favre? 42?
He was around that age group.
And couldn't move like he did when he was in his 30s. And
That's a fair assessment.
Tried to extend a play and didn't see it coming. And wham, bam, like, thank you, ma'am. Knocked him out.
Every
it's
old
the ones
gunsling-
you don't see.
Every old gunslinger finally meets his match. Somebody younger, faster on the draw.
Somebody got the ability, kid. Come on, baby.
I guess what I'm saying here, and to bring that up and to illustrate my point using something Arthur was famously involved in, these situations very rarely have a happy ending. In professional sports, not Disney World, not Hollywood, not La La Land.
Who's gone out on top?
We're talking about real sports. Bettis, Elway.
Peyton Manning.
Kind of did.
He won a Super Bowl.
He went out on a Super Bowl.
He had a wretched season, but he got to hoist that trophy.
When you go out with a Lombardi,
Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
So there's a few guys that were able
Deer
to.
Antler spray.
Hey, Manning had that Al Jazeera thing, remember?
It was him and a couple guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. Yeah.
I remember trying to explain to people that is like a legitimate, reputable news source, and people are thinking like Al Jazeera is like some guy somewhere in New Jersey.
I'm not saying this to sound melodramatic or to ring alarm bells.
You're not?
I honestly mean this.
All right.
I'm worried about the guy from is he going to take a hit
that ends
that
his career?
He's not going to get up from, and it's going to end terribly.
Wait, are you talking about like he's permanently hurt after football?
No.
Like,
he's saying like he takes one of them shots where you know it's like, yo, he's done.
Yeah,
he's not
okay, you're 35, right? I'm 36.
Yep.
And we're not athletes and we're not close to athletes. The last time we played anything that mattered, we were 17 or 18 years old. But I mean, put this in perspective, don't you wake up these days occasionally wondering, like, how did I get this ache or this pain in my body?
I can't sleep on my right shoulder anymore because after three or four hours, I'm just writhing in pain. Does anyone else have that?
Sometimes
issue?
I get up in the morning for no reason. I haven't been bending over to like Chase Lennox or whatever. I've just had a normal, normal day.
Well, look at Chris Mack. And he has injured penis at night. Did you see
that? Whoa, what?
I thought you were the only injured penis in this building.
No, he said.
How did you even come across this information?
He said he tweeted it out. Right. He said he holds his pee for too long. And
oh,
he,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. You. That's so, like, I have to sometimes do some goofy stretch where I, like, in the morning, I have to sit at the edge of my bed, put my leg up like it is right now on our 93.7 The Fan live feed, and then, like, bend over to try to loosen my lower back up. Or, yes, you and I went and tailgated with Arthur, by the way, on Sunday. Randomly, I'm just walking around, occasionally having a pop. My heel starts to hurt, and I come to the conclusion it's because I'm 36.
Oh,
now, I'm
man.
No athlete. Want to make that very clear. But athlete or not, when you start to get up near 40, things start to hurt for no good reason.
But he's a sitting duck at 39,
well,
Chris.
No, it's worse for him because there are dudes
about.
That are built like it's, Arthur trying to hurt him and maim him because that's their job.
He used to be able to physically overwhelm and bounce off pass rushers and things like that. He can't do that
Max
anymore.
Max Crosby was quoted after the game saying, I was doing everything I could to bring him down, and it used to be when guys would say that.
He would get away.
No, well, it used to be when guys would say that, I would believe them. I almost felt like it was Max Crosby being deferential to Ben Roethlisberger. Like,
no,
this guy's
I
a veteran, so I'm going to say something nice here.
Because, like, from personal experience, I remember playing against Ben when this was, like, 2010 time frame where Ben was Ben. And that was the thing. We would say, man, the O-line was terrible. But it would take three or four of us to even attempt to bring him down because of how just tough he was and how, you know, strong he was. Whereas at this stage, he's not doing it like that anymore, man.
And
I
you
mean,
were what, 6'1", 250?
Yeah, oh, back then, definitely 250.
255, yeah. In the prime of your physical condition, you're a
and it's
bull
a game
in a china
tackle.
Shop.
Absolutely. But
and
it's
here's
game
this
tackle.
Here's this big ogre, and I mean that in a complimentary right. way, and it's like a bunch of the leprechauns trying to tackle
Seriously.
The big guy. And now it's just, he's immobile, he can't get moving. And I don't know, man. He took, like, kill shots that he never used to take.
Honestly,
or
for me,
back up
it's not even about his lack of mobility that concerns me. It's the guys up front. Do you believe that they're going to magically get better before said hit happens? That's my biggest concern. I don't think at this stage that they're ready for that right now. I think that they're going to continue these growing pains.
I'll take it one further. For you, Arthur. I'll take it one further, Pony. Say though Ben is looking at the same thing we're looking at. For every one time maybe Kendrick Green gets off the ball and lays somebody out, he or Dotson or anybody else that's young is getting, you know, either pushed backwards or turnstiled a little bit, right? Ben's 39. Understandable that he would have a desire to protect himself. If that line's not going to get better, you're going to continue to see the ball out in 2.3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Why would he want to stand in there and get pummeled into dust? Right? Am I saying anything you
no.
disagree with here? So
that's why the ball was out so fast last year, because they wanted Ben. They didn't want to duck Hodges,
and it's
Mason
been a continuation
Rudolph.
Of it. They've either taken deep shots where he's like in a max protect and he thinks maybe one or two guys in the route.
Giving a 50-50 jump ball.
Right, to Claypool only, basically.
Only Claypool.
Or he chucks one up and Deontay's supposed to keep running. Or they run stuff where the ball is actually thrown completely behind the line of scrimmage.
It's like a noun pass that they look like as a pseudo screen, essentially. Like, it's weird.
Basically,
yeah,
like you worry about a legal man downfield
right, like,
stuff
that's what it
because
is
of
now.
How they're throwing You know, and there's nothing intermediate because those are the throws where you got to be confident that you can A, stand in there,
or
B, get protected, and C, if you are going to take a hit, you can shrug it off and not take the brunt of it.
Yeah, I don't think that Ben Softer is acting like a wimp. I just think this is the reality of the situation. That
he's older now, man.
He's older now. He got sacked 8 times back in 08, the year they won the Super Bowl.
Eagles.
They went to Philly and he got killed.
Yep.
And he said to us, he said to Cook and I, after that game, he had like a Sunday night campfire with Kiesel, and he was sitting around with him like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Because he had gotten beat up that
and
bad.
He was in his late 20s.
He was 28.
He was in his late 20s when he said that.
No, he's 26. I'm sorry.
Sunday, he got hit 10 times, and the Raiders didn't blitz once on those plays.
And it wasn't just hitting him either.
He got
he
lit
was
up.
Getting, like, smashed at times. Like
Crosby drilled him right. It could have been maybe helmet to face mask.
Sure.
I can just
Spun
put myself
around.
In. I can just empathize with this. I could understand if Ben right now, on his off day, full of aches and pains with this new injury, was thinking to himself, I did not sign up for this.
So
I agreed to
I.
come back and play another year. but this is gonna take years. Not off my life.
It's going to affect his quality of
that's
life.
That's what I'm saying.
Seriously, likes to go. His kids, his oldest are old enough now to be like, the kind of athletes I think where they can start like thinking about beating dad in golf or something. Mm-hmm.
Chris,
golf swings hard on the body as it is.
I know,
if you're already beat up.
I know that you're not the biggest Roethlisberger guy, but I would not breaking any news here. But I would at least.
I think I can be an honest broker about him.
No, but don't even in your shoes. It can't be easy to just watch a guy get.
Whatever I think of him as like a person, the guy's got kids and a wife, and presumably like any sane person would like to be around and have full physical faculties. Arthur, we see you. One of the things that I think is I'm very happy for you. You got out with your body, your mind like fully intact. You get to chase your kids around. Mm-hmm. You get to be dad. You don't have any do you have any physical limitations? Have you been beat?
I won't complain.
Right. You wouldn't even be listed on the injury chart for real life. So no, to get to the point of what you're saying here, it's not fun to watch anybody stand in there and just get bombed away like he does sometimes, or he did this weekend. To me, it's mental for him. It's not being soft. I've said that the odd paradox with him is I think he's exacerbated injuries that don't exist, and yet I think he's played through some hellish stuff in his career, so I do, in balance, think he's very tough. But like you said, if he was thinking that with Kiesel in 08, he had one Super Bowl back then. Later that year, punched his ticket basically to Canton and then really punched it with some good statistical years after that. What is there to prove? Even the most competitive SOBs out there, I think, they won't ever say it publicly, but privately they know when a battle is a losing battle. And I think he knows that right now.
See, I don't think he does. I think...
Know it enough that he's willing to put up with the pain Andrew's talking about?
Well, yeah, because you got to think, with players like him, he always believes that he's good enough. As a player, you always believe, like, yo, I can be the difference. And for seven, he's done it before. Now, is that situation the same now? Obviously not. We broke down those variables, but I don't think as the player for Ben Roethlisberger, mentally he's even thinking like that. That's the funny part. Like,
what about physically? Does he feel like, do you think he feels like he's still the same guy? You're kind of ignoring reality if you say I am at 20
but,
at 39
but this is
when
the
I was
thing,
at 26.
Though, even though like in this setting we say that's ignoring reality, for athletes that is your reality. You never think of yourself as losing a step. You never think of yourself as not having it anymore. In fact, we always say when you get older, man, I'm not slowing down. I'm just being smarter out here. I don't need to use this crazy speed. No. I'm going to just line up over here now. So with seven, I think of it more so from that perspective. But sometimes from us and coaches, you got to save a player. Because mentally, he might still be thinking that he can go out here and do this. Hey, O-line, don't worry. I got this. But it's like, no.
Don't have this, man.
We got to protect
you. Let me ask you a question about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
If we're in a situation right now where we're all agreeing that the offensive line is, to put it nicely, a work in progress.
That's very nicely.
That's the euphemism we'll use for the offensive line is that it is a work in progress. Ben is not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that overnight on Sunday, their offensive line is going to click, they're going to have a light bulb moment, and they're going to play much better?
Not a chance.
Then why play him against the Bengals?
Because he's not going to not play. Why wouldn't he play, right?
Because, but I'm saying from you, teams have told players it's in your best interest. Joe Hayden, you're close to going. It's a long season. Mm-hmm. We're sitting you out this game.
Joe Hayden's not Ben Roethlisberger, though.
I know that.
It's the quarterback. You know how that goes.
But don't you have to look at the long game, too? I mean, if you put him out there with a bad line and he's compromised, he might take a hit that knocks him out for the rest of the year.
But this is my thing. First off, you can't live in your fears. And number
two, the coach did on fourth down.
Technically, I don't think he did, though. But this is my other thing, though, right? What happens when you go out there and you put Haskins or Mason's out there and you lose this game, right?
Yep.
And then down the line, Ben comes back, he's doing what he's doing, and we miss the playoffs by one game. What are we all going to do?
No, you're right.
So why even go down that road? If you're Ben has Z, unless Ben can't walk, he's going to be out there because that's seven. We
that
know
point,
that.
That
that's
point
seven,
might get
man.
Here sooner rather than later at the rate that that line is
now,
protecting.
Now, I don't doubt that because watching that old line, I'm just like,
well, here's the other.
This is significant. So like this is worse than we thought.
Here's the other significant problem, though. I'll go back to this because like this is what I think I'm bringing up here is like the realistic issue they have to face. So we all agree the line stinks.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that there is some self.
No, not stinks. A work in progress.
Yeah, that also
stinks. We're going with
right
the work
now.
In progress.
Yes. Okay, you can say the.
It
kind
just doesn't
term.
Smell so nice right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you can say the kind yes. term. They're very green, literally and figuratively. I think we've already seen it, and this is sort of a problem. Like, you talk about what happens if they put Mason or Haskins in and they start losing games. If they're going to keep running this rudimentary short pass offense, they will be. Listen, if he goes out there and says, I got a pec injury, but I'm going to play today, mm-hmm. like this weekend against Cincy, and he's compromised at all, I have every expectation that the Bengals can come in here and beat them.
I do too. Why wouldn't you?
What have we seen through two games to differentiate this offense mm-hmm. that is still kind of protecting him physically or trying to poorly mm-hmm. last game? From what we saw the last 6 weeks of last year,
yeah.
when the Bengals with Ryan Finley, granted in their own building, mm-hmm. but with Ryan Finley beat this team.
The Bengals, I mean, for them, they're interesting, but they turn the ball over a lot.
I
right
just
now.
Remember a few years ago when Ben had that horrible foot injury, mm-hmm. and they went to San Francisco late in the year, and they thought our only chance to win this game is if we play Ben at 50%.
That was hard to watch,
and he sucked.
That was hard to watch.
Right, it
too.
Was
20-3.
That was the year I think before you showed up.
Okay,
and then the next week. They played the Rams at home, mm-hmm. and Tomlin was like, instead of putting him out there at 50% again, I think I can beat this team with Batch.
And he did.
Okay.
And so I'm just—
Can you beat the Bengals with Mason?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's your own question to answer then.
See
because
Batch
you have,
compared to Haskins and Mason right now?
Charlie Batch was
day.
An all-pro compared
Absolutely.
To those guys.
Absolutely. So right. that's not on the table.
Charlie Batch had beaten
and
the Ravens.
The other
that option isn't on the table.
And the other consideration is— I think it would be easier for Tomlin if he knew his defense was healthy. Mm-hmm. I think he could. I think he might be able to get away with it.
Doesn't this
we're
show the tightrope?
No, but see, I feel like even if he did that, people would say he's living in his fears. Like on the 4th-and-1, we can believe in the offense, but we can never bet on the defense. That's the funny part to me. We want to bet on an offense that has. I mean, when have you seen this O line successfully and consistently pick up short yardage plays?
Years.
Even on 1st-and-10, when have you seen them? Successfully
and now,
win
and
the
now
grass.
You definitely can't run quarterback sneaks.
That's my thing. I'm like, man, I just don't have a lot of confidence on that side of the ball right now.
I just wonder when they consult with their medical staff if there's a question of, is it a better idea to rest Ben for 1 week versus the risk of having to miss him for several weeks?
I saw one of those NFL Twitter doctors that like is an actual doctor that tweets out about injuries. No, it was not Dr. Chow in this particular instance. It was some other doctor. Dr. Chow being the most famous, clearly. Yes. Talking about Watt's groin injury and trying to prognosticate what it might be.
How's your groin feel, by the way? Is there all right?
No groin injuries.
Good. You good, Pony?
Pony's had to have, surgical repairs done on his in the past.
I got a pec, actually. My pec was a little sore.
The x-ray technician, big fan of Chris Muller today, Pam.
Ooh. People did. I mean, you were a hit, man.
Oh, he was the man of the people, though.
Pony was the man
Pony
of the people.
Pony was Pony of the people.
That's because I was
but people
doing
were asking about
Mosey,
though.
Rips.
People were asking
beer
about
Mosey,
more like,
about you, man.
More like,
it was like, where is he at? Is that the guy?
I was incognito mode because I had the hat and sunglasses on. Pony, couple quick questions, though. Would you start Mason Rudolph? You're mediocre Mason. Would you do it this week?
No.
Okay, here's the other thing. But, so about TJ Watt, though, that doctor, to get to that point, said I would keep him out maybe 1 week as a precaution so that a 1 to 2 week injury doesn't turn into 6 to 8.
That's easily. What I'm talking about with Ben.
If this, so that, I don't think like those are apples to apples, though.
If the pec injury is severe enough, where he's out today or out tomorrow, mm-hmm. out Thursday, and limited on Friday, what do you do?
I'm still playing him. But you got to realize, like, I've been in situations with Seven where I've seen his arm in a sling, and he did everything left-handed for 7 days.
I know,
the
man.
Saturday walkthrough before we were getting on the plane, left-handed throws. The Saturday walkthrough before we're going on the road to play in Denver for the playoffs.
That's insane.
And what did he do? Even in warm-ups, he wasn't even throwing. We're like, bro, he's about to go out here and play this game left-handed. We don't got a chance.
Well, then they got a needle that looked like a samurai sword.
Hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they did. Exactly. All we know is that arm came to life, and we saw what he did in
that
game.
Playoff game.
To me, it didn't matter. And it could have been a regular season game. I still would have thought that he would have been out there. You know why? Think about this would have been the
and a tremendous story about him
playing against
him
the Browns. No, Browns game, right? We start Landry Jones.
And then he
Landry
comes
gets
in
hurt.
And he was awesome.
He goes right in and he's awesome. That was a regular season game. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think
that was another weird one where Tomlin said Ben's not healthy enough to start, but
we'll have him
dressed. To be the backup.
Like, that's what we're saying.
Yeah,
so
I vividly
to me,
recall that.
I'm like, I don't see a scenario where they're not going to put him out there.
I remember
you just
saying,
hit on something though. Mm-hmm. Like, there have been, again,
but once
cost
again,
benefit
no,
analysis.
But think
we
about
can
this.
Beat the Browns at home
but no,
with Landry.
But wait a minute. Landry and we're all healthy. Right now, this team isn't healthy. And right. have Mason or Haskins done enough to make you feel
no,
as confident
no,
in them
no.
as we were in Landry?
If you had Charlie Batch of whatever 10 years ago on this roster, you'd start
it's a different
this,
conversation.
I would probably answer if this Peck injury is even remotely serious.
So this is really an indictment on their backup quarterbacks correct. More than anything else.
It's an indictment
that's,
on
that's
Mason
what it
Rudolph
is, absolutely.
Specifically. Not even Dwayne like, Haskins because like they just picked him up off the street.
Right.
Like despite you know you and I trying to get him
so
the
if
backup
they had Case
job,
Keenum as their backup quarterback.
Absolutely, I would
like
start
the
him in a heartbeat.
Right, but that's
dude,
different.
In a heartbeat. No, that's yeah. what I'm trying to flesh out here with
right.
you guys.
A higher end quarterback or even a more proven quarterback. And we're not saying that Mason can't become that, but remember that's what we were trying to figure out in the preseason.
I would even
between
start,
him and Haskins.
I would even start some of these backups around the league. Who's the guy who started the playoff game or came in the playoff game?
Rams. Wolford.
I would have even like a guy like that maybe had a little bit of a live arm and some you know mobility. Mason just offers so little in the way
right.
of differentiation.
Text us
here.
On the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We'll get back to this one. Tomlin on the run game. Najee Harris trying to figure that one out. Square peg, round hole. That's a Rubik's cube. That run game right now is just awful. Tomlin weighs in on that and more. We've got Arthur Motes with us. He's brought to you by Lark Adventureware.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.